Chapter 3. The next day, Lou was on her way just as the sky began to brighten, whitish yellow shining out from between bands of slate-gray clouds. She did not care much for the beauty of the dawn. Even with the whiskey, she hadn't slept well, tossing and turning as she dreamed of running through a dark wood, in danger from some terrifying unknown thing. She'd awoken shivering, and with her jaw aching something fierce. Lou had never been one to pay much heed to dreams. She anticipated her day would be annoying enough without letting her nightmares put the spook on her. Ignoring any residual uneasiness, she dipped and dodged between packs of bleary-eyed people, some heading to work, more looking for it. The recession gripping the nation was never so obvious as in the morning. Only two types of entrepreneurs were turning big profits these days: psychopomps like her, and saloon owners. She inhaled deeply through her nose as she walked towards Chinatown, reveling in the sense of the city. San Francisco stank, but the different times of day all had their unique chords of odor. She knew them all. Afternoons reeked of bad stew, sweat, horse shit, and boot leather. Early mornings of vomit, freshly baked bread, and the fishy, salty aroma of the bay. As Lou made her way toward Stockton Street, the sense changed subtly. Chinatown was equally noisome, but in its own way. More pig shit and smoke smell, less human filth. Lou was one of the only psychopomps in San Francisco who worked inside and outside of Chinatown. At first courtesy of her parents' sterling relationship within both communities, now due to her own. Inside of what some called the city in miniature, she often had clients ask her questions about working beyond the intersection of DuPont Guy and Bush Street. If lawmen hassled the business owners as much, what was cheap at the other markets, and if white people dealt with the same kinds of undead as Chinese folks. It was far more common for Lou's white clients not to ask questions, but instead to wax prosy about their experiences visiting Chinatown. They'd speak of hearing street musicians plucking gulkams or playing bamboo flutes, of seeing the grocer's shop windows filled with